Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H Agent Janae McNally. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Dave?
Doing okay. You?
I'm doing great.
Good. So the Anderson County Fair is coming up next week.
We are. I know there's kind of been some rumors going around that that's been canceled, but those are absolutely incorrect and false. We do have the Anderson County Fair coming up. Starting their pre-fair activities, some of them start this coming Saturday, July 25th. We always have that Saturday before the fair for our clothing, visual arts, fiber arts, and photography judging. Now, normally we do this at the Anderson County High School, but this year, since COVID has hit and things are a little different, we're doing that there at the community building in Garnett. So those will be dropped off there from 8 to 9. Also at that time, we always have our geology judging at the county annex. So they're at the extension office that morning. So those items will be judged that morning. But like the rest of the Frontier District's fairs that we have this summer, they are not going to be able to be conference judged. So the kids will not get to come in and talk to the judge, which very disappointing. But we feel like that's safest for the kids and our judges and all of our volunteers that are helping out that day. So they'll be dropped off between 8 and 9 that morning, and then we're actually going to keep them there at the community building and get ready to display them for the fair the next week. We also have then really kind of kicks off on Monday, July 27th. From 1 to 5 p.m. that afternoon, we have all 4-H and open class exhibits coming in. From 12 to 2 specifically, we have our foods must be entered in. Then the judging of foods starts at 2 o'clock. Now, if you are bringing open class foods in, we'll take those from 1 to 3. 5:30, we have our horticulture judging, crops and floriculture, and then from 5 to 8, all open class and 4-H poultry are going to be entered. And again, a reminder, no rabbit show this year due to a disease within that species. From 5 to 7, we're going to be, really 5 to 8, we're going to be weighing in all 4-H livestock that evening at the fairgrounds. And then at 8 p.m., I always do a livestock exhibitor meeting with all of them, just kind of going over the rundown of the week and just some friendly reminders to them. So that's Monday. And then Tuesday morning, we kick it off bright and early with our swine show at 8:30. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll be judging the remaining of the 4-H and open class exhibits there in the community building. Also that day, there's the poultry show at 1:30. Now, the fair board has decided that the evening activities are going to be canceled for this year. So there's not really a whole lot going on, if anything, at the fairgrounds in the evenings, except the livestock shows. So again, normally there would have been a ranch rodeo that evening on Monday, or Tuesday, in their parade, but those have all been canceled due to our times that we're in right now, unfortunately. But again, on Wednesday, July 29th, we have our goat show that morning at 9 a.m. And then that evening at 6 p.m., we have our sheep show. And then on Thursday, July 30th, we have our dairy cattle show at 9 a.m., followed by our dairy cattle at 9:30. Then Thursday evening, we have our bucket calf interviews and show starting at 6 o'clock, and then our beef show is at 6:30 on that Thursday. On Friday, we have all exhibits released from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then at 5:30, we have a buyer's appreciation dinner, which they've come up with a creative way to be able to social distance those buyers who are going to come in for the livestock auction, not only for their meal, but the auction as well. So everyone is hopefully socially distanced from each other and can still support the livestock kids that evening. And then the livestock premium sale will start at 7 p.m. Sunday, we have the 4-H families and volunteers. Anyone that wants to come help clean up is at 4:30 that Sunday, August 2nd. So it's going to be a great week. We are just so appreciative that we are able to have a fair, and hopefully it will go well, and it's beautiful weather, right?
Sure enough. Anything else for us?
I think that's all I have.
Oh, great. Well, coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritus St. Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood.